Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk. Let's find out what Tony Scott thinks. Morning, Tony.
Good morning, Al. You okay, mate?
Yes, fit and well. Are you, sir?
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
I've got to say congratulations to you first, Tony. You did predict the red card, Everton-Arsenal.
It wasn't hard, was it, Al?
It was the fourth one in five games, wasn't it? Fourth in five matches.
Yeah, it was Everton-Arsenal's got previous in the last couple of fixtures. We've seen Barry, Kishami and Jagielka in previous games gone by. And I just think with the tension, what was happening with the fans on Ronald Koeman's back towards the end of last week, I just think it was an absolute knock and bet. And 7-2 for the sending off. Just a guy duly obliged, and that was it. We were
You raked it in?
Yeah, we had a few quid on it. I'm not going to say how much because the missus will be listening.
Yeah, especially on a Friday, yeah. Tony, first of all, just on Everton, I mean, we won't reflect further on that defeat against Arsenal on Sunday, but it was much improved, particularly the second half on Wednesday night, wasn't it? There was a bit of unity, confidence and a bit more belief about Everton, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, there was a bit. Obviously, the attitude was there for all to see. He was always going to get that response, David Unsworth, wasn't he, considering what was happening with Ronald Koeman. I still think whoever comes in, Al, whether it's Ancelotti, whether it's Unsworth, whether it's... I don't care who the manager is, he's just going to basically have the same problem under what Ronald Koeman's had, and that's no sense of forward. Now, there's two ways of looking at this, what happened during the week. Everton still lost, don't forget. Just basically a slightly more acceptable manner with the change of attitudes and formation. Everton looked a little bit more solid at the back. I get all that. But I think of it, if they do give Unsworth the job and he loses a couple of games, some fans may question him and then maybe have a go at the club and say why have he gone small time appointing him. So I just think there's two ways of looking at this. If they go with Unsworth and he gets a little bit of a bad run, then the fans are going to be questioning him. And I just think it swings and roundabouts. From what I gather, the players want Unsworth. The fans want Unsworth. I just think, I don't know, well, I don't think it's what Moscardi wants. I think he wants him with a big name, and don't forget he makes his decisions here. And I just think it's crucial, if Unsworth has got any aspirations about keeping this job, he has to win on Sunday. He has to, because he puts him in the box seat, doesn't he, if you take this win?
Oh, without doubt, there. Yeah,
he's got to put himself in the box seat, but a loss, and I think it's back to the under-23 seat for me.
I suppose some will say, well, we had a big name in Ronald Koeman in terms of a footballing name, maybe not proven in England to a great degree in management terms, apart from that, you know, spell at Southampton. So, you know, a big name doesn't necessarily work, but I can understand the thinking that goes behind it for the board and everyone involved at that level.
Oh, most definitely. I think as you just touched on then, we went along the big route of a Ronald Koeman type. We had Roberto Martinez in the past, who's won a trophy, and now we've went along the big name route. So if we give Unsworth a go, I just think Everton need to accumulate as many points as possible up until January, because I just feel sorry for the next manager that comes in. No striker, and you're going to struggle to win matches without a striker.
Yeah.
Now, I don't care, you can play all the formations you want, and as Everton seen during the week against, don't forget, it was an understrength Chelsea side, don't forget.
Yeah.
Whichever way you look at it, he creates a lot more chances, but the chances are going begging, and This is what all boils down to in the summer. They didn't place Romelu Lukaku. Lukaku shouldn't have went out that door until a centre-forward was brought in before. I don't care what you say. It was naive from whoever's part. Ronald Koeman took the camp for it. Now, Everton have to sort that out. I don't care what happens. They have to try and accumulate as many points as possible, score as many goals as possible, but they're going to struggle. This emphasis is on Calvert-Lewin, and I feel sorry for the lad. And I'm looking at the stats for this week out for Everton, and they've scored 7 goals this league in the Premier League this season. That's just 2 players have scored for Everton in the league.
Rooney and...
Rooney 4.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
And we're looking at that, thinking, listen, the goals have got to come in from elsewhere. Yet it hasn't helped the shape. Ronald Koeman's had the team. But other players are going to have to chip in because there's no centre-forward on the pitch. And I feel sorry for them. But Everton this week, 3-1 to win this one out. Leicester 6-5. And we all know, every man in the club knows about Everton's away record, don't they?
Against
Crystal Palace back in January. And would you believe Crystal Palace have had 2 managers since?
And what's the new manager effect going to have on Leicester as well?
Well, obviously, they're going to be up for this. I don't rate that Puel. I really don't. I think he struggled at Southampton. Yeah, he got to the cup final, but he bored the life out of Southampton, supposedly.
He did.
And he ends up getting the sack in this same situation. So looking at Leicester, I looked at their form this year, and they've only lost home matches to Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester United and Tottenham. So only the big teams are going there and beating them. So Everton are going to be up against it. My worry, Al, and I've seen it during the week, is Jamie Vardy against an Ashley Williams type. That's my worry in this one. I just think Vardy against Williams, pace. Williams struggles against pace. Ashley Williams has been booked in his last three matches, and that's my bet in this one. I just think Ashley Williams to be booked 7-2, really, really good bet. Yeah. I wouldn't put anyone backing off the both teams to score. I think that's a good bet too. But Ashley Williams against Vardy, I just think he's going to struggle. And it was interesting he left Michael Keane out during the week, wasn't it, Andre? He went with the Jagielka and Williams. He did okay against the understrength Chelsea team, but this is going to be different.
Would you go Keane, Holgate, or...?
I just think Holgate struggled for me. I was expecting a little bit more, considering obviously that is meant to be his best position and centre. I just think he was at fault for numerous goals during that Ronald Koeman early start of the season, especially that Bournemouth goal from Josh King went straight through the middle lane. I just think he's not clever enough and astute enough, and that will come through experience.
Yeah, the rash challenge in the Lyon game,
just killed the atmosphere, killed the game, and Everton chasing the game then. So I just think. A bit of an experience for me. I can understand why he's going with Ashley Williams. I can understand why he's going with Jagielka. He's got three to go from. I just feel if Ashley Williams against Jamie Vardy, it could be trouble for Everton. And I just think that booking, that's my tip in that one. Off 7-2. Ashley Williams to be booked.
Just before we move on to Liverpool, what are the odds at the moment on the next Everton manager? Is Unsworth still heading the field?
Unsworth still heading the betting, Al. I think it's fair and favourite in 2-1 at the moment. Tuchel's, there's been a couple of quid coming for Tuchel from obviously the ex-Dortmund manager. Ancelotti's in the mix. Sean Dyche in Sicily was read off favourite just after Ronald Koeman was sacked, but he's been on the drift. But he hasn't distanced himself away from the job, Sean Dyche, as he came up with some firm comments saying, listen, Everton are a big club and I'm flattered by the rumour, so to speak. So he never quashed them rumours, so to speak. I think he'd jump at the chance, and who wouldn't? It's a big job. It pays well. Moshiri will pay well, as Ronald Koeman and Roberto Martinez will satisfy that one. So it's a big job. There's some big players there, isn't he? I just feel as if Moshiri, this is just my opinion, don't read anything into this, Al, I just think Moshiri wants a big name, and I just feel as if Bill Kenwright may want David Unsworth, and the players want David Unsworth as well.
Okay, moving on to Liverpool. What odds for them to concede another four at the weekend?
Oh, unbelievable, Al, you just wouldn't have predicted that one. I felt Liverpool last week was to give Tottenham a game. I really did. Yeah. Liverpool's records against Tottenham's exceptional. I think they haven't been beaten in the last 10. And that one yesterday just went against the total form book, didn't it? But Liverpool, Huddersfield. Liverpool 1-5. Huddersfield 14-1 to win this one. Our first meeting.
14-1 to win the game?
14 to win the game.
Yeah. Wow.
14-1. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well worth the odds, isn't it? I just feel it's the first meeting since 1972. Huddersfield are winless in the last 10 against Liverpool. Draw 3, lost 7. Now, I just feel there was an interesting couple of stats I was looking at. One that jumped out to me immediately was Liverpool allowed their opponents to score from 20% of their total shots this season. That's 16 from 79. That's an enormous amount. That's more than any other team in the Premier League, by the way.
Right.
That's 79 shots at Liverpool's goal this season.
Are we blaming 16. The goalkeeper then?
Well, obviously, you've got to question the goalkeeper. If you're conceding 16 goals, that's 20% of the chances. Now, I was looking into Mignolet's stats this over the last previous years, and there's one that jumped out at me again. It's Simon Mignolet has made more errors leading to the opposition goals than any other Premier League player since he made his debut for Liverpool in 2013. That's 13 goals he's made errors for. So it just shows you where Liverpool need to improve on. We all know Liverpool's weaknesses. It's at the back, but I just feel like goalkeeper, and they've had 4 or 5 transfer windows to sort it out. Mignolet signed for Liverpool in 2013, 4 years since.
Who's the judge of these errors, though, Tony?
Sorry?
Who's the judge of these errors?
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
There must be a panel there of goalkeepers looking.
Exactly. There's some people who get paid a lot more than me and you, judge these out, definitely.
I'll tell you what odds I want to see for this one, Tone. Klopp and Wagner to have a spat on the touchline. Best mates.
Best of mates. I think Wagner was best man for Klopp's.
He was. Yeah, he was.
If I can't see that one happening, I'll give you the 100-1.
Oh, no, what longer odds than that?
But interestingly, Liverpool have only lost one of their last 42 matches at home against newly promoted teams. Do you want to know who that defeat was to? Do you remember?
Was it... No, can't think.
Blackpool 2010.
Oh, yeah, I was there. Yeah, should have known that. Yeah.
So we all know, don't we, about Liverpool's defence. They've conceded 16 goals so far this season. That's the highest in Liverpool's history after 9 games since 1964-65 campaign. Wow. So we just know where their weaknesses are. For my betting this one, considering, you wouldn't believe it, Huddersfield had 22% possession last week.
And still won the game.
2-1. Unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah, but my bet in this one, I was both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at 6-4. The bet was in by the 27th minute last week against Tottenham. Both teams to score and over 2 goals, 6-4. That's my bet in this one.
Great stuff, Tone. I'm sure you're going to have a very profitable weekend if the last couple of weeks are anything to go by, mate.
Hope so, Al.
All right, Tone, thanks for coming on. Great stuff.
Take care, mate. Bye now.
That's Tony Scott, Scotty Betts TV, giving us the latest odds and his hot top tips for the weekend. He said he wouldn't put you off both teams to score in the Leicester-Everton game, despite their lack of a striker as well. So we'll see whether that comes off. But his tip for that game, really, Ashley Williams, if he starts, to be booked, odds of 7-2. He got it spot on last week with a red card in that Everton-Arsenal game.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.